Speak, you'll be heard. Hi, this is Martin. I'm with the e-teachers at Ealing, and we're starting off the session by thinking about what the term multimedia means. So I've already suggested this question to this little cluster of colleagues here, Anna, Belinda and Gareth. I wonder if one of you would like to offer your conclusions based on this activity. We've got a series of icons here representing different media. What can you conclude from looking at this and labelling them?
Well, I think you can conclude that the term multimedia is probably wider than you naturally expect. So you think CDs and videos, but actually games, music, radio, satellite all come under it as well.
Very good. Yeah, excellent. Anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, when you're teaching, a lot of people think the chalk and talk method is the only way to learn. But you can learn different skills through doing different things. So if you're playing a game, you can learn about distance and all this sort of thing. If you're watching it on the iPlayer, you can watch like documentaries. Music can teach you various things about remembering things. And it's just different ways of like teaching and not just going for the one way.
So there's lots of things that we can consider when we're talking about multimedia, and they can be applied to learning.
Yep.
So those are your two primary conclusions. Yep. Can I just ask you a quick question? What's that?
I've got that down as an address book.
It looks like an address book.
Or a contact book.
What have other people suggested for that?
This one?
Yeah, the one to the left of the clapperboard.
I put photo album.
Photo album, anything else?
A diary?
I
was beginning to think portfolio.
A portfolio, maybe. Whatever it is, it's a paper thing, isn't it?
Mm.
Can that be concluded included as part of multimedia?
Yeah.
Why not? It's a medium of communicating information. So when we're talking multimedia, we're talking any ways that we can communicate information. Yes, of course, video, film, images and so on. But also, don't forget the old school ways, including your vinyl discs. Neil has a very big collection, he's just told me, from back in the day. Isn't that right?
Yeah, my grandma.
Yeah, all right, okay.